Can one use beer for Havdalah, Motzai Shabbos, all year round? And what is the best way to make Havdalah during the 9 days? So we have to understand where beer fits in and what is the halacha regarding Chama Medina. So to go back to the basics, the Gemara in Pesachim, Kuv Zayin Amud Aleph, tells us a story about a Meimar that he used beer for Havdalah when he realized that this was a popular drink, Chama Medina. So it's clear from the Gemara that if you use Chama Medina for Havdalah, you are Yotze. Regarding Kiddush, it's unclear, and it's a major machlokas Rishonim. The Rambam versus the Rush, the Rambam says no Chama Medina for Kiddush at all. The Rush is lenient, but even the Rush says only for Kiddush Hayom Shabbos morning you could use Chama Medina. So let me point out, everyone agrees Kamar Medina is good for Havdalah. The point, Shabbos morning, it's a machlokas, but we pass and it's okay. However, the major debate is what it constitutes Chama Medina. Does beer constitute Chama Medina? Aruch HaShulchan, we'll see, says it is. That's what he says, to make Havdalah over beer all year round is okay, and also during the 9 days. So what is the issue about using Chama Medina? So the first question is, could you use, what do you mean Chama Medina? Did Ameimar, did he have a choice? Like, why did Ameimar make Havdalah and Chama Medina? Was it because there was no wine available, or he thought that Chama Medina is good even lechadchila? This could be a major issue. The Rashbam, the Pesachim, Kuv Zayin, the Rambam, and Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Chav Tes, Halacha Yud Zayin, the Tur, the Bach, the Magen Avraham. Right, so they all assume that's because there was no wine available. They assume many of those, as I said, the Rashbam, Rambam, Magen Avraham, they assume it's only when there's no wine available, then you can make a Chama Medina. That's sheet in general. Others, as the Aruch HaShulchan disagrees and says, as long as it's Chama Medina, if it's a popular drink, the Aruch HaShulchan and Aruch Chaim, in a couple of places, says that even if wine is available, but if the beer is considered a Chama Medina, so therefore, others might argue beer isn't a Chama Medina, but that's Aruch HaShulchan. That's why the Aruch HaShulchan L'Shitason holds that you can make Havdalah over beer Saturday night, because if it's L'Chadchila, so why get involved? Others hold that Rama and the Machaba hold wine is the preferable drink, and we have wine available, so therefore that's why it's best to have wine. The other Shita is it must be a drink that will give kavod to someone. So that's Rav Moshe Feinstein Shita, that's to give kavod, and as well as I think the Sitz Eliezer. However, Rav Moshe, that's why Rav Moshe was against using soda, because he said that's just for thirst and not for kavod, even though one could argue today that's not true. And they say Rav Aaron Kotler, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, others also agreed. However, they say over with Rav Gifter, who lived in Cleveland in the Midwest, he used to make Havdalah every week on ginger ale. I think it was Werner's, which is the hush of a drink. Like it says as well, Rav Tites from New Jersey, Elizabeth, Shabbos morning, he'd make Kiddush on Shul on soda, because that was, he had a problem with the kashrus, but he saw Yayin Mavushel. So you see Yesh V'Yesh whether soda is considered Chama Medina. So number one, the issue is whether you could use beer if wine's available. Aruch HaShulchan says yes, others say no. And even if you assume you can, does beer fit under that category? So is beer Chama Medina? So others say today, especially in Eretz Yisrael, the Chazinish Stipler, Rav Sternberg, that people argue that beer is not Chama Medina today. I guess it depends where you live. you know, as we said, Rav Moshe shows us that you have to do give kavod to someone. Others say it has to have alcoholic content. That's the shita of the Halachas Ketanos, the Maharsham and the Das Torah, and other Achronim, they quote the Chidah. So therefore, by definition, then, all these other drinks aren't good, like coffee or tea. That's a major issue, whether some say you dafka make it on coffee or tea. That's what they say. I think Rav Sternbruch, beer is no good, but you dafka make it, it's Chama Medina, with milk and sugar, whatever you put into it. And they see, he claims the Briska Rav used to make Havdoah and tea or coffee. Don't want to make a chalak, only tea, maybe in England it's only tea. They say over Chaim Moshe Grudzinski used to make Havdoah on very hot tea to show it was Chama Medina. That's the way, so they say not only if it's coffee or tea, it has to be the way it's drunk. That's why Rav Shlomo Zalman has a problem. He says, how could you be Yotzei Havdoah if you can't drink enough of the hot tea or hot coffee to be Yotzei Havdoah on? And now you'll say, wait till it cools down. Or if it cools down, it's not chashav anymore. No one likes, I mean, I guess there's a big difference between having iced coffee and have hot coffee that's turned cold. And others say it has to be like an important drink, the chayyadam, the mishabur, whatever that means exactly. It has an inherent value. And others, the Rama quotes by Motzai Pesach, this has to be a chavivis. And that's why after Pesach, he says it's a chavivis because you can't have it the whole time. People quote the Vilna Gaon as saying that he also made Havdalah over beer the night of Pesach. The problem is the Magen Avraham, the Vilna Gaon, they seem to accept the Magen Avraham against the Rama. They don't like the Rama making Havdalah and beer any time. So how could the Vilna Gaon say it was? So people say he never really said it. In other words, there's the Torah Tamim and Parshas Bo, Perek Yud Beis. He writes that over there he brings down that he heard that the Vilna Gaon makes Havdalah on beer. And then, however, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, it seems to go against the ruling of his preference for wine. So in the Maaser Rav HaSholem, the Minhag HaYagra, Hilchos Pesach, they had only mentions that the Vilna Gaon would taste of chametz, not actually make it. That would make more sense. So therefore you have, so the issue is, so again, so it seems in the Gemara, Amemar made Havdalah over beer, which was Chama Medina. So it's clear you can make Havdalah over Chama Medina. The point of the debate is, did Amemar have wine available or didn't he? Like, is it lechachilo to make Havdalah and Chama Medina when there's wine available? Others, many say no. Aruch HaShulchan and others say yes. And even if you assume it is lechachilo, so then what is Chama Medina? So, yeah, people say beer is, others say beer doesn't cut it anymore. Others say milk and coffee, others say it's no good, some say soda is good. So that's why, since you have a debate on what exactly is Chama Medina, that's why many shy away from lechatchila to make Havdalah over beer anytime. And however, you know, regarding the 9 days and regarding Motzi Pesach, then maybe there's more of an inyan if you are going to make it, at least to make it on those times. But the Ramah spells out Motzi Pesach Avivis. The Aruch HaShulchan holds all year round, so it's not a chiddush when he says it, because he holds, you know, that he holds, that if you make Havdalah all the time and you hold it to Chachilah, then there's more of an issue. But that's why, in general, most poskim shy away from Chama Medina, certainly Shabbos morning, because that's already a debate. But certainly on Havdalah, I mean, certainly Shabbos morning, that's a bait, but everyone agrees Chama Medina is good by Havdalah, as long as everyone agrees that if it's Chama Medina, then you definitely Yotzei, and then further debate if the wine's available, whether it's Lechatchila or not.